Troy Ide is the former U.S. Attorney for Colorado, now in private practice and chair of the Indian Law and Order Commission. He's critical of the state of Alaska's approach to law and order for Alaska Natives.
There is less cooperation among governments, and there is less respect for the concept of tribal sovereignty here than there is in other parts of the United States.
A review of state policies and court cases shows the current and two previous governors have either not acknowledged tribal sovereignty or fought tribal jurisdiction, even though the Alaska Supreme Court has upheld tribal rights in several lawsuits. Ide says the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971 didn't affect certain tribal rights, and the state hasn't any grounds for disputing tribal jurisdiction.
The idea that the state could somehow not respect that or honor that is absurd. It has to respect and honor that. It's unless Congress were to speak and do something different, that's been the law in the United States since long before Alaska became a state. And nothing changed subsequently in terms of 1971 or any of the subsequent congressional acts. Nothing has changed that.
Commissioner Carol Goldberg, a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles Law School, says in addition to child welfare and domestic violence matters, tribes could also exercise jurisdiction over land.
There are lands, including native allotments and town sites, that are federal lands in Alaska, which count as Indian country under federal law. And as a result of that, the tribes do have legal authority over those lands, whether they own them or not.
Goldberg says not only do tribes have the right to exercise broader jurisdiction, all Alaskans would benefit if they did.
In places where tribal courts are exercising more authority over domestic relations matters, the dockets for those cases at the state court level have been declining dramatically. So, simply on the basis of saving state taxpayers' costs of administering a state judicial system, there is a benefit that extends way beyond tribal communities.
Governor Sean Parnell says he looks forward to seeing the commission's full report, but he says criticism of the state's relationship with tribes is unexpected.
We consistently work with tribes in those areas in transportation, substance abuse, domestic violence and sexual assault, health and social services, adoption issues, and parental rights issues related to ICWA, so the Indian Child Welfare Act. So I'll have to take a look at it, but I am a little bit surprised by it.
Ed Thomas is president and CEO of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. He agrees the state works cooperatively in many areas, but he says tribes are constantly battling the state in court, often, he says, over unimportant details and in areas where tribal jurisdiction is well established in federal law.
Well, there's a lot of ways we can work on some of these legal issues if we don't have the Attorney General's office trying to adjudicate things on things that are decades old. We need to get up to speed on what other states are doing and try to bring us forward so we can work together.
Thomas says the state also successfully lobbied to exempt Alaska from legislation that authorizes increased funding and more freedom for tribes running criminal justice systems.
That would have meant a lot more resources to our rural communities had the state not objected to having our language in the Indian Law and Order Act.
Ide and Goldberg noted several other issues affecting justice for Alaska Natives: insufficient resources to address substance and alcohol abuse, rural law enforcement needs, and funding and training for tribal courts. Goldberg says Alaska Natives sent to Colorado or Arizona for incarceration come back more hardened, making their reentry into communities more difficult. The commissioner's report to the President and Congress is due in April of 2013. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.